Everybody, it's Friday night. It's the Rogue Show. This week, no bullshit high school ass crap. I'm not going to take it this week. I'm in a much better mood, so no bullshit. Right now, I got Lepaki like always, my partner in crime, rocking this show. We're going to have some guests calling in, I know. I'm assuming Chris's wife has him tied up once again, like every weekend. And I don't mean that in a good way. Lepaki, I know you're probably doing the same thing I'm doing right now. You talk about that guy, it's got to be part fucking spider monkey or something. What the hell?
Okay. I'm not a spider monkey.
No, in the video, in the fight video we're watching right now.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, like he was just sliding in every possible transition into every submission. I mean, this is beautiful.
Yeah, he's great, man. He's on the right team.
BJ.
He's on another team. I wouldn't allow him on the show. There's some loyalties will never be broke.
Yes. Well, folks, you know how we do it out there each and every week. I need to give a big shout out to the people who make this possible. Clock Tower Pub, number one sports bar in all of Oregon. Go hit them up. Cold beers. They got that new fresh squeezed IPA on tap. Also, MMAMadhouse.com, Vision Smoke Shop at visionsmokes.com, wholesale glass distribution or personal piece by them. Check them out. I've been to their place, the little factory deal, whatever you call it, warehouse, where they make all that shit. It's pretty cool. Though, I tell you what, Lepaki, I'd get burnt up in there. Everything's so hot, it's just trippy. Also want to give a big shout-out to Clinch Custom Mouthguards at GetClinch.com. You guys know the deal. Get the best to save your grill. Ink Tank Tattoo, Jax Media, Go Fight Live, Revolver MMA, and my favorite of
dude,
all
I
favorite
gotta, I
was...
I got to say, bro, I got to say, man, hold on. What are you talking about Go Fight Live, man? I just watched a great event on Go Fight Live with you. Tough enough.
Yep.
I mean, dude,
100% agree.
Awesome production. Great night of fights. The worst part was is that the poor guy announces 3 TKOs, everybody's getting pizza, and at that point in time, they'd only had 1 TKO.
That is,
and they only ended up with 2 TKOs because in the super heavyweight fight, the guy tapped out to strikes.
That's messed up. Now, you're talking with John Morgan, or are you talking the other guy, Gonzo?
No, the In Cage guy, the Asian guy, Jeremy, I don't know, the ring announcer.
I believe 208
is Jeremy or
Idaho. Hey, 208 Idaho, huh? Yeah. There we go. Yeah, that was a great night of fights. That is okay. I'll make sure I lock that down. Yeah, I was really impressed. Also, they're still running. I think the main event's on right now. But they had Havoc FC. Also, which I got home too late to catch and I really wanted to, was World Series of Fighting Central America. They threw down tonight. A lot of people out there probably didn't know it, but they did.
Well, they kept that one pretty quiet, though, you got to admit.
Yeah. What's up, Jeffrey?
Well, you know, just driving or passing dream.
Where are you
going? Let's just use that con. Take a suppression.
Okay, well...
Why?
I'm muting
God,
you, Jeff.
You sound poop. Yeah.
Yeah, bro, I got to mute you. Jeff, it's no disrespect. We got mad love for you. But yeah, you sound like shit, bro. It was like... and then in the background, you kept hearing... Sound like he was throwing a rod.
Yeah.
I see that, young lady. Thank you. Hey, by the way, big shout out to Yearn. I opened the show with that song just for him. Little post-mortem Slayer cover done by In the Moment. Big shout out to Yearn.
Dude, a band
Rocket Norway.
From Norway, Kvartaltak or something. I don't know, man. Some super popular band from Norway just played here in Eugene the other night. I need Yearn to tell me if they're legit or not. Kvartaltak or Kvartaltak or I don't know, man. Something like
and
that, Yearn.
Yearn, what's up with that little Norwegian chick that they just rocked down for the UFC? I read a little article on her. I can't honestly tell you her name, but I guess they just signed this little like 10-3 fighter out of Norway. She beat Shelly Graf. She beat somebody else.
Dude, this guy is like, he really is like a spider monkey, dude. I can't figure this guy out, man. He's everywhere.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, does he not got like great ground game or submission game or
I'm never going to grapple with this guy. This guy's crazy.
No, yeah. I mean, and he's getting this dude from the weirdest positions and then he transitions into something better. Oh, he's got it.
Did he just get the finish?
He got it. Right
hell
there.
Yeah.
RNC, baby.
Hell yeah. That was nice. I got to tap quick.
Look at that. He got him stretched. Oh, it's under there. That thing was under there. Nice.
Oh, that little left hand really rocked him. Wow, that was nice. That was sweet, man. Dan Spawn. We'll be chatting with him, I think, here in a little bit, maybe. If you listeners are lucky, and there's the man himself, BJ Penn.
Yep, I see him.
You know, I hope he comes back with the performance of a lifetime against Frankie Edgar. Like, his performance against, maybe against Diego, I wouldn't mind watching him do that to Frankie Edgar. Finish him late in the fight, just beat the brakes off of him.
Hey, what's the deal with Cage Warriors? Did you see, like, 7 or 8 fighters miss weight?
Yeah, that's every time with these guys over there, man.
Look, what do you think about this?
Every Cage Warrior card, dude. These guys, I don't understand these fools.
Look, dude, like, Beatdown called me this morning. We were bullshitting before I got rocking and opened the bar this morning. And we were talking about it. I would put in my contract, if you miss weights, 60% of your purse is the penalty. Let's see how many times you miss weight.
Well, I mean, yeah, you can do that, I guess. You can do whatever you want.
Well, what do you do to stop that? As a promotion, that's a slap in the face. No, that's Chris right there.
He's afraid to call in.
Chris. 417. Maybe that isn't Chris. Hello?
I think it is, man.
Hey, 417, who do we got?
Yo, Bozo.
Yeah, watch it be Danny. Comes over and grapple and kills you.
You just said it's him.
No, I thought it was Chris.
It is Chris.
That's
wait
Branson.
Wait 4 minutes to bring him on.
Oh.
He said wait 4 minutes to bring him on.
I'm sorry. I couldn't understand you because you didn't tell us in a voicemail message. 4 minutes from when, Chris? From when you first called?
From right
from
now.
When I just now.
Yeah, from right now. Okay. From right now. From when you pressed the button. 4 minutes from 18 seconds ago.
Okay,
man,
so.
You can be all right there.
Yeah. So,
dude,
dude,
what did
straight,
you think about? What did you think about Tough Enough?
I thought it was a good card. I thought the June 2nd 20th anniversary deal is going to be a sick card with the four women's tournament for the Invicta contract.
The Invicta, yeah, dude.
And was it me or did I see an odd post today about Kelly about looking for fighters or something like that? And I didn't understand the inactive.
Who knows with Kelly?
I didn't understand that inactive in contracts with Invicta. I didn't know that they were an inactive organization right now.
I just think some fighters maybe aren't scheduled. I think they have a card scheduled, but I think that by inactive, shoot, like maybe like Amanda Bell's inactive contract with Invicta.
Oh, okay. The way it was worded, it seemed like it was, yeah. Tomorrow, Glory's going down in Denver.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be at Cage Sport. The man, the myth, the legend, Floyd Money Mayweather's throwing down tomorrow too, bro.
Yeah, Jeff, we can't listen to that. Let's see what Jeff has to say. Okay, Jeff, we will
keep him
muted.
He's calling back in and keep him muted.
I got it. Still sounds like shit. Okay, let's figure out. Did anybody see Bellator? Because I didn't.
I did, yeah.
What did
I
you
watched,
joke?
The main card.
Hey, hold on a second. Let me see. Okay, What went down? Because I didn't see that Joe Warren fight, but I saw. I believe. Hey, 7A1, who do we got?
You know who it is, bitch.
Oh shit! I should have screened this call. No way I could have said, dude, I can't bring you on right now.
yeah.
Okay.
Remind
so
me
did
to
you
punch
watch
you in the face?
You got it. I'll put another mark on the board. That's 68 of them now, I believe. Dude, first of all, the Joe Warren fight, I want to know about it. What happened? Did he get beat up or did he not?
No, man. He won the fight. I actually thought he won 4 rounds. I thought he won the 1st round, 3rd round, 4th round, 5th round. Silva won the 2nd round.
Okay. The baddest
pretty,
man.
I mean,
on the
it was pretty. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
He wasn't that bad, but he won the fight.
Was he good enough to warrant a bigger platform or more money?
What do you mean, man? He's the first 2-weight division champion in the history of Bellator. He ain't going anywhere. He's fixing to get whatever good money he can get from them.
Yeah, as long as they don't keep signing dudes like fucking Tito and Rampage. Have
shit.
All the old
well,
guys
true.
Tearing up your money.
Dude, yeah. I hope that Shlemenko puts Tito down with a liver shot.
Well, what about LC Davis versus Joe Warren, though? That would be a fucking sick fight.
Yeah. Do you think...
Are your 4 minutes up?
Yeah, yeah. 4 minutes is up. Well, 4 minutes
okay.
is up.
So you're talking your boy stepping in there and fighting, huh?
I'm just saying. I mean, that would be the next person. I mean, I'm sure he'd have to go through the tournament, but I mean, I'm sure he'd be the next person for sure. I think he'll dominate that tournament in Bellator. Just from his experience, you know, I say that because he's fought everywhere.
Well, I agree. I don't know, though. Warren, like, sometimes to me he's impressive and sometimes he's just boring.
He
like,
has holes in his
like,
end of game. If you have good striking and you can touch his chin, you can put him to sleep.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, he actually got tagged with a good uppercut and, like, got rocked and came
yeah.
back from it. So, I mean, he actually was tested. He, you know, his chin was tested tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, I agree.
He usually goes to sleep when he gets hit. I mean, it's true.
Anymore. It used to not be that way. But he just took too many shots. He was never a guy that was good on evasive tactics. He was always pretty much just, I'm going to walk through it. And, you know, I think his chin's on, like, the verge of, you know, when we talked to Chris Wade the other night, Skippy, and me and him were talking about how, you know, your chin only has so many times that it can get touched. I think his is on the verge of finding out the limit.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, first of all, that was a fantastic interview. It was just a great interview. But that's an interesting conversation all in itself. You know, and, you know, I'm wondering if you're not starting to see
Dan,
that.
What do you think
with,
about that?
He hung up. I just tagged him in a post and asked him where the hell did he go. I don't know if he hung up or his phone hung up.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know. But do you wonder if that's not starting to affect Roy Nelson some, that kind of mental problem with his game? Because he seems to...
No, dude, he just busted up Roy, he just busted up Big Dog's ass. Dude, he's like, I'm back on track, baby.
I don't
like,
know.
I'm big country.
I don't know about all that. I think there's and he's a fighter I love and have for some time, but I think that there's something mentally not right. He seems
Big
to...
Big Country's a lot like the Honey Badger, man, and he just don't care.
Yeah, but I think his game is regressing. I mean, I don't think he's
dude,
getting
he just,
better.
He looked pretty, I thought he actually looked pretty good in his last fight, man. He was really light, seemed pretty light on his feet, had good footwork, man, threw really good counter punches against Nog. I mean, it's not like Nog's throwing the fastest punches, but, you know, he throws decent nowadays. And, you know, but, I mean, Roy boxed him up, man. Pretty tough.
Do you think that, I obviously, we all know Roy has good chin and good hands, but do you think he's gotten away from using his great ground game to try to prove
yeah,
his stand-up?
Yeah, I think that's what cost him the Stipe Miocic fight.
I mean, I'm almost positive that's why Stipe handled him so easily, was that he just got so confused, or not confused, but he got so enamored with wanting to try to outbox Stipe, and Stipe just, you know, had a little bit of reach on him, a little bit better footwork, some, you know, better cardio, so later in the fight, you know, he was, you know, able to, you know, stay more active and keep Roy on the outside, and Roy was really never able to land the big left hook or anything like that, so... You know, I think if he would have maybe, you know, struck and followed in for a takedown or something, or, you know, tried to get him up against the fence, he'd have had a lot better time on the ground for sure, because I think that's kind of where Stipe is a little bit of a fish out of water.
Hmm. Chris, while we got you on the show, your boy, reserve battle tomorrow, does he win or does he lose to Zach?
Who are you talking about?
Pat Barry. He's the reserve belt for the tournament.
Oh, I think Pat Barry will win. I think Pat Barry will take it. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know who wins that.
What
I don't
do
know
you
his
know?
Opponent that well. I don't know his opponent well enough to say that he'll win or not. You know what I'm saying? He'll do all right, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think his love right now is, you know, is in kickboxing, so I'm sure he'll come
out.
He should have
always been in that, man. I mean, no offense to the guy. I love watching him fight, you know, in the cage. But his skill set is really built for kickboxing, man. I mean, it was like, you know, it was kind of like he just did MMA because it was like the hot thing to do, and everybody thought it was going to be, you know, like the quick way to the $1 million bank account, and everybody kind of quickly found out it really wasn't. I mean, he was probably getting better coin than a lot of guys, but, you know, I'd have to go look. Wouldn't be that hard to figure out.
No.
But, dude, I think he wins tomorrow with a really devastating head kick KO, actually. That's really what I'm thinking.
I'm going to tell you right now.
I wouldn't be surprised to see Pat Barry win a kickboxing fight via leg kick, TKO leg kick.
Well, first off, let me say I'm picking Zach to win by KO. And second of all, he should be lucky and pray to God that this fight is being sanctioned and not out in the streets, because this guy grew up in the Congo in a fucking third world fucking rebel soldier army witnessing rape and murder on a daily occasion. This guy's like crazy, dude. This guy's insane, dude. He's talking about eating goat hearts and shit for energy. I mean, yeah, dude, Pat Barry's in trouble tomorrow, man. Straight up. This guy's 10-1 with 9 KOs. He's got a 90% knockout ratio. And as a professional boxer, he was also rocking a 90% knockout ratio with over 40 fights.
Pat Barry's in trouble.
Pipe Barry's in trouble. This guy, after this guy's going to bang with Pat Barry. I saw that article he posted. People in the UFC don't want a stand-up fight anymore. Well, he's going to get one tomorrow, and I don't think he's going to like what he's going to get.
Pat Barry wasn't one of those guys that didn't want a stand-up fight. I think you can
admit that.
Pat Barry wasn't a guy that didn't want a stand-up fight. His problem was he wanted too many stand-up fights, and his problem may be that his chin could be on the verge of finding out how many times it can be touched. So I don't think that you're far off on your prediction. You know, I mean, I definitely think that that's a very live chance of happening.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, folks, you know, I throw on the whole rebel shit because, I mean, it is part of it, but it just makes the story sounds cooler when I pick him to win. But straight up, he has got a phenomenal game in boxing. And, folks, I was looking over his boxing record, and you're talking he's fought in Guatemala and Southern Europe. Yeah, all over Africa, too many places to name. He's fought in Mongolia. He has fought in France, man. I mean, this guy's fought all over the world as a boxer, and he went 20-1 before his first loss, you know. The guy's a beast, man. I mean, he's got the ability on his hands to stand there, and obviously he's got to have some decent leg work with him, because, I mean, we do know people lose a lot in kickboxing unless you're one of the greats, and you lose less often, because when you face another great, honestly, somebody's got to lose. So I'm concerned Pat Barry has been too long in the MMA world, and he's going to kind of revert to some bad muscle habits, muscle memory habits from being in the cage.
That could happen, but I think that he never really got too far away from just wanting to stand and bang. And,
yeah, know, but
I think that was always what he wanted to do deep down at heart. Pat Barry just wanted somebody to stand there and just, you know, let's just go until one of us is on the ground. And
exactly.
Yep.
You got to love that. You got to love that.
Pat Barry also liked to hug people, and from the clinch, he's not going to be able to do that in a K-1 fight.
A little bit. You can get away with a little bit of it if you're throwing some knees.
Very little comparative.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, because, you know, you don't have as much time in it because there's no grappling aspect. So the time that they allow you to clinch is shorter. Unless you have a tie, you know, tie on or something, then you can walk them all over the place.
Well, since we're talking about the reserve fight, folks, the main, I guess, semifinals, the two bouts on that card, Anderson Silva versus Sergey Karaganov.
Oh, shit, dude. The Blazers just won on a last-second three-pointer. Oh, my God. Oh, holy crap, dude. 0.8 seconds left on the clock, dude. They get it in. Boom. Homeboy just drops it. Oh, my God. That was awesome.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
And you know they don't have no – and you know there's no replay either, so.
Fuck you.
Man, down two, hit the three-pointer to win the game.
Nobody wants to hear that.
No one wants to hear that.
No one cares.
Oh, here we go. This is beautiful. Boom. Nothing but the bottom of the net, baby. Damian Lillard, man. That was money.
And
where
okay.
Did Skippy go?
Are you watching like some sort of sport? I mean, what are you watching?
Okay, hold on. Let's go back to this card, because obviously I just said Anderson Silva versus Sergey Karatanov. But here's the fight I'm curious. Ben Edwards is back in the tournament. Fastest knockout in Grand Prix tournament history. Won it in 2010. I'm curious to see if he's got what it takes to win it again. And he's fighting Errol Zimmerman. And
yeah.
You know, younger kid out of Caraco or Caracas or however you say it. But he's become an elite heavyweight, I would say. He's still young, honestly, relatively young for the sport. He's 28. But he's got some nasty knockout power. So I'm curious to see how that goes, that gritty veteran versus this young up-and-comer in this. Because this might be Edwards' last chance at a serious run at a tournament.
I agree.
And obviously,
do you think if he doesn't do well, that he would hang it up?
Ooh, if he doesn't do well, no, he doesn't hang it up. But I guarantee you see him fight more regionally after that point, closer to home, where he's selling tickets and he's not having to travel and work so hard at it.
Hmm.
And what about Sergey? You know, I mean, this is somebody who's, you know, if I got to explain to who the fuck he is to you morons, it's not worth it. I'm telling you right now. Okay? I mean, yeah.
I think even these idiots know who he is.
Yeah, I know. I figured the Zufa zombies do. What do you what do you think? Do you think if he has a bad performance, he hangs it up? Because you're talking like, when was he in the Olympics? Like 2000 maybe? Or was it earlier or more recent than that?
No idea.
Yeah, I know he was.
I don't think he was ever in the Olympics, dude.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
Dude, I thought he was in the Junior Olympics as a boxer in like early 2000.
Well, see, I know that. Like, I know that.
Oh, this is a guy who fought Pedro Rizzo. He fought Fabrice Verdum. He fought Alistair Munson. Alexander Emelianenko. Did he fight? Yeah, he fought Big Nog too, right?
Yeah,
I think so. I mean, he was back in the day, K1 champ. He was back in the day fighting in Pride, and you know, I mean, even Strike Force.
He had the opportunity. Okay, so Skippy, he had the chance to compete for Tajikistan.
Oh yeah, okay.
In the Olympics, but passed on the chance to instead fight in the Pride 2004 Heavyweight Grand Prix.
Okay, so 2004. Oh. So what, and he passed it up. Okay, I just remember him being tied to the Olympics back then.
Oh yeah, so you were right, but he, you know.
Yeah, I
know, but just
once again,
you weren't going crazy. You can take another bong hit.
So, and I'm going to right about fucking now, but does he hang it up after
well,
a battle?
I gave you permission.
So does he hang it up after a bad, or does
he stay it up? You know he's not going to hang it up. Hell no.
Did you know that he has 2 wins over Alistair?
2?
Oh.
Both in kickboxing?
No, in MMA. KO punch, KO knee.
You know
Pride
he lost.
31,
month,
Heroes
right? 10.
Oh, and he has a loss to Alistair. Oh, no, he lost and won. He's 1-1 against Alistair. Yeah.
And he's 0-1 against the Snowman.
And Barnett.
Yeah, a lot of people have
he
lost.
He was popular like a month and a half ago. At Tech Prep Championship.
Dude, they started streaming on Go Fight Live, actually. Which, does, you know, I'm going to be honest. Yeah, I'm going to be honest. That I don't understand at all when it's broadcast worldwide except for in America for free. You know, they're like, fuck, we're going to charge you Americans, you bastards. And hey, while we're talking about that part of the world, somebody out there, shoot a message, call a buddy, tell those fucking idiots in the Ukraine and Russia, knock that shit off, dude. You know, we're going on 3. What the fuck is that?
Not me.
That's Jeff, man.
Hold on.
Hello, that's Jeff.
Hello? Beatdown.
What's happening, man?
What's up? Hey, hold on a second. We have not had any fucking O-plot for 3 months because of that stupid fucking war. Somebody get it ended. I'm sick of this shit. And if it's you, Obama, oh, I'm a pissed off man at you. I want to see some fucking more Ukrainian MMA in a 2-story strip club. It's all I'm fucking asking. I pay my fucking taxes. I go to work. I don't touch anybody in a weird fucking way. I don't huff gasoline. I don't touch my name. You know? I'm a good all-American taxpaying citizen. I want my fucking O-plot.
Well, you pay taxes in America, not fucking Russia. Hey, why wouldn't they just fucking throw the fights, man? They fucking sit there and smoke hookahs and shit. I mean, come on. You can't throw fights with the war going on outside.
If you guys remember, right when this stuff was getting ready to hit the fan, some of the fighters were like beaten up like militia members and shit in the small towns. Like a group of the fighters came out of the gym and saw, you know, 4 or 5 militia guys with guns harassing a local, and they went over and beat the shit out of all of them. I was like, that's great. That's just great. That's what's going to happen here, man. Shit gets blown off, dude. You're going to go buy some BJJ gym and like 40 people are going to attack you. Beatdown, how are you tonight, brother?
Yeah. Oh, man, I blew that shit this morning.
Let's don't encourage that shit.
Don't encourage it.
Beatdown, so what's up, brother? What have you been doing, man?
Nothing, man. Trying to catch up on Bellator. Man, Joe Warren looked good tonight, huh?
Yeah, Lepaki said the same thing. He said he'd like to take him home and put him on the shelf. He said he was probably a goat.
A goat?
A what?
I did.
Goat. Oh, didn't you? I thought you said he was a goat material.
Greatest of all time? Get the fuck out of here.
The baddest man in the world.
In Bellator.
Yeah, greatest of all time.
Joe Warren. That has a ring to it, doesn't it, fellas? I think that has a pretty good ring to it.
I think Hector Lombard would be considered the greatest of all time in Bellator, right?
No, man. Joe Warren's the only two-division champion in the history of Bellator.
Fucking Ben Askren is the only undefeated champion to walk in and walk out with that title the way he wanted. That's the greatest Bellator fighter of all time.
Yeah, but you kind of forget about his fights after they happen. So, I mean, it's kind of like, do we even talk about Ben Askren?
Dude, look, you might take that couch to the curb, but your neighbor still has it. So, I mean, dude, it's never out of your mind. He's undefeated. And they wasted money putting together fights that
I think Joe Warren's like 9-2 in Bellator.
Hey, Kane, is that you making all that noise?
Oh, that fucking
Make
racket.
What noise? I ain't making no noise, motherfucker.
Hey, welcome back.
I had to get off real quick.
I think that Lombard walked away from his title in Bellator. I'm pretty sure he left there without losing his title.
But
really?
You might be right, but. I see maybe Ben Askren was a more dominant champion at least, so you still give the nod to him.
That dude is so boring to watch. Oh, my God. I really wish he would have went to the UFC. Didn't get his ass kicked. I really don't like him.
Do you? How do you think Joe Warren would do at either weight class in the UFC, would he be top five or would he be top three?
No, and
he better work on his hands. He don't got no hands. The only thing he's good at is wrestling. And what's going to happen when somebody stops his his takedowns?
Earlier, I wanted to ask you a question about, because I was somewhere talking about Joe Warren's chin and how his chin may be getting near the expiration date of how many times it can be touched. As a guy with a pretty heavy striking background, what do you think about that theory, like that whole concept, like your chin only has so many, you know, so many times that it can, like, really get tested?
You know what? I'm gonna say it like this. I'm going to use Mark Hunt, for instance. All right, Mark Hunt has been brawling and fighting all his life, like fucking street fights and shit like that. I really think that, I don't know, Joe Warren, he's done. But as a striker, certain guys have it and certain guys don't have it anymore. You know, there's guys that just get fucking tapped on the chin and they just drop. You know, like, for instance, like Stefan Leiko. Stefan Leiko was one of the up-and-coming K-1 fighters, and he knocked out Peter Arts in the worst way, and he was beating so many people. I remember when he fought against Bada Hari. He beat Bada Hari, and then he, you know, there was a rematch. When Bada Hari kicked this dude in the jaw and knocked him the fuck out, I think right then and there, that was like the beginning of the end for that guy. Because every other fight that I've seen him after, he got knocked the fuck out. I think that sometimes it just, you know, it just, sometimes it stays with a fighter and sometimes it just goes. You know, it just expires. You know, like for instance, like, look at Big Nog. A perfect example. That dude, I've never seen a person get pummeled the way he did when he fought against Bob Sapp. Bob Sapp was fucking hammering his face like I've never seen anyone get hammered in the face, and he didn't get knocked out. And then what happens? He goes and he fights. Who was it that knocked him out? I think it was Cain Velasquez. Cain Velasquez was the first person to actually knock this dude out. And then all of a sudden, everybody else started fucking banging him out. He just recently got destroyed.
Wasn't it Frank Mir who knocked him out first?
I think Frank Mir is the one that broke his arm first. You know what? I don't know if it was Frank Mir or Cain. It doesn't matter. Somebody knocked him the fuck out. and that was just the end. You know, that was just the end for him. It's, dude, look at all his fights now. He's done. Like, he's one of those guys who just, like, if you punch him in the face, he's done. But Mark Hunt, on the other hand, I thought the same thing was going to happen to Mark Hunt when he lost the fucking, you know, when he lost to Manhoef. When he went into the punch and Manhoef knocked him out. Like, he didn't even knock him out. He just knocked him down and like, they stopped the fight. But then he gets in the UFC and guys are banging him in the face and he's just like, you know, he's taking those punches. Like I said before, like some guys, you know, some guys keep that shit and then some guys, it just goes away. And those two are my prime examples right there. Like I've seen dudes who get fucking like, get in street fights, get fucking punched all in the face. They take those punches and everything. And then years later,
you know, it's funny because we are all talking about these examples. I think Lepaki pointed it out months ago. I think the most prime example of somebody who gets punched in the face and completely changes their game is Uriah Hall. He does not like it. He's going to show quickly he doesn't like getting punched, and he's going to have a chin issue real fast because he curls up.
Yeah, most definitely.
You know, I mean, sometimes it's not even somebody who gets knocked out that much, you know, or somebody who's had that button closed down too many times. That kid hasn't, but you notice he gets, I don't know, riled up mentally. He doesn't like getting punched.
Yeah, but
in the
I
face.
Think I'm talking more like, I mean, I think physiologically, like your chin only can hold up to so many shots. Like I don't care who it is. I think every person that chooses to fight, you know, via sparring and actually, you know, fights, their chin only has so many times that they can get busted upside the chin.
You know what? That's a yeah and a no, because if you've seen K1 and then like if you've seen K1 in the 2000s, and you've seen the matches between Jerome LeBanner and Mark Hunt, these guys were going in. They would throw bombs. And Mark Hunt, I just recently watched one fight when Mark Hunt was fighting him, and Mark Hunt was getting hit with leg kicks after leg kicks, and Mark Hunt was trying to cover up with his hand, and then he took a fucking leg kick to the face, and then like Mark Hunt just stood up and looked at him like, "What can you do it, dude?" It was just like, it's just one of those things, though. Like, it's just that, like I said, like some people have it, and some people don't. Like,
maybe Mark Hunt's expiration date hasn't maybe Mark Hunt's chin just hasn't gotten to its expiration date, unlike Big Nog. You know, Big Nog's chin is at its expiration date. Joe Warren's chin is probably getting close to its expiration date. You know, I mean, I think that everybody's chin, you know, some guys' chins last obviously a little bit longer, and some guys' chins will last maybe forever. Maybe Mark Hunt's one of those guys. Maybe even Roy Nelson's one of those guys. I mean, I think Roy Nelson's a guy that has a really strong chin that's kind of nobody ever really notices.
Dan Henderson's
another one, too.
That dude gets his light turned out and then turned on again, like, just that quick. Boom, boom, I'm awake. Like, Jesus.
But he wasn't like that when Vito fucking hit him. Ooh, that was bad. But, you know, like, maybe you're right. You know, Mark Hunt's fucking, what, damn near, like, 40 years old. So.
Mark Hunt can't even get a dang, he's got to get some sponsors, man. That's what Mark Hunt needs to do.
You're right.
He has one name on his plain ass shorts. Not one name.
That's his
that
own.
Means you need to get a new manager, not new sponsor.
Hey, you know what? He needs a new manager and some sponsors because the guy is a fucking monster. He's always been a monster.
Kane.
Yeah.
Kane, man, how much heavy sparring did you do when you were training a lot? Or did you guys do mainly bag work?
God, we did heavy train. Like, we did heavy bag work. We did sparring. And I tell you right now, for a prime example, I would spar with guys like my friend Ricky. You know what? I'll send an invite or whatever so you can see this kid. This kid is like like if he was in an era like a gladiator era, like he belongs in a gladiator era. His body type is ridiculous, right? We would do sparring, and one time he kicked me so hard, all right, where my knee and my, you know, right on the side where my knee was. And I tell you right now, dude, the next day, I couldn't get out of bed. Let's put it that way. My leg was so stiffed up from him kicking me. I was like, damn. I had to call my crew, and I was like, yo, I can't come in. He was like, why? I said, because me and Ricky were sparring. He said, yeah, I told you. I was like, yeah, I know. And that was the end of that.
How many days a week would you guys go, like, heavy like that?
The thing is with my crew, he would want us to do it like probably, all right, let's see. Let's say if Ricky had a fight. If Ricky had a fight, he did only light sparring. No fights, we'll probably do it like, I want to say like three times a week, maybe even four. And it would be at our gym, and then it would be at other gyms. I remember they said that they went to one gym. And as soon as they got in there, those guys were like, all right, put on your gear. You're getting in the ring and you're sparring with this dude here. They threw you in the, like, these guys, when they went to go and spar at other gyms, they got thrown in the cage already or in the ring with other dudes right off the back. You know, it was, my crew didn't want us to go too crazy because majority of these guys were just, they were just animals. And people would get hurt, and they would just be like, oh, this is mad. And it's like, dude, this is why we train in, you know, safety first. Don't get in here and try to, you know, kill each other. We're teammates, remember? So he was really cautious on the heavy sparring. But when we did do it, it was people got fucked up. And I was one of them. And I didn't really fuck up a lot of people. I remember one sparring match. This kid, he always wanted to like spar me, and I was like, dude, I don't feel right to sparring you because you're a bit too small. And he's just like, oh, this is that. I know size doesn't matter, but dude, when I threw, I basically psyched him out. So I threw a low kick, and as I threw a low kick, yeah, I just turned my foot, and it turned into a back kick. This kid ran, like, he tried to go in, and I hit him with the back kick. They said he flew to the other side of the gym. Because when I turned around, he was just getting up mad far away. I was like, damn. He must have tried to go in so fast. And when I hit him with the back kick, his momentum just like, it is like, boom, he went flying. And I didn't throw the back kick hard either. I can only imagine if I'd have swung and threw that back kick like I was trying to kill the kid. I would have fucking decapitated him. So I was just like, you know what? How about this? I don't want to spar with anybody right now. I wasn't trying to like hurt nobody because I was like, I was always one of those guys. If I wasn't like the second or third, I was probably like the first dude, like probably in the beginning of training, that had hard kicks. I've always had hard kicks, even when I fucking didn't train and like fucking stand up. I was just like, you know, throw kicks because karate was always, you know, like one of those things when I was growing up. And the kids would be like, oh, you kick too hard. But actually, when I actually learned how to fucking kick, I would just, like, kick the fucking bag. We would have, you know, bags filled with sand, and we would kick those fucking things. And I just, you know, I got used to kicking those bags. Well, most guys, you know, in gyms, they kick the bag, and it's, like, it's semi-hard, and if they kick it, they're like, ooh, you know, let me kick a little bit higher. Oh, yeah, that's right. It doesn't really hurt that much, you know. That's that bullshit. But, yeah, man. The sparring, heavy sparring, it's not really that good because, you know, the risk of injury. So that's why I really, my crew didn't allow that shit a lot. Anything else you want to know? Yeah, maybe.
Not that I can think of right now. Anything else you want to tell us?
Shit.
Anything else you think we should know?
dude, clinch work, I tell you right now, the one thing that he always used to have us do, he used to always have us do a lot of clinch work. And I tell you right now, if some of the clinch work, like some of the like kunkumai clinch work, was to ever like get into the like the real hands of like a lot of these guys, because I can't stress enough like how these dudes say I take Muay Thai and this and that, and then when you see them get in the clinch, you know, in the clinch, you don't see none of those techniques at all, none of them, and they're getting uppercutted, you get a knee. And I'm just like, fuck, yo, where's your clinch work? Now, it seems to me that I've yet to see, like, a mixed martial arts match where motherfuckers are in a clinch and, you know, a dude trying to do dirty boxing and then somebody just fucking out of nowhere just pops, you know, pops a motherfucker with an elbow or, you know, or get them in, like, such a move where they can actually maneuver their head down to get him smashed with a fucking knee multiple times or just one good time. I've never seen that in a mixed martial arts match. Never. And I think a lot of mixed, you know, like MMA fighters who go over to Thailand just don't go over there and just learn how to throw fucking kicks and fucking knees and little bit of elbow, you know, elbow work and clinch techniques. They should learn all that shit. If you're going to go over there and train in Cambodia or Thailand, or those fucking places, you should go there and train in the whole fucking thing. So when you, you know, like, you get in the clinch with a motherfucker, you should know what the fuck to do. Don't, you know, as soon as I, like, as soon as I get into the clinch, you know, like say if I, my crew tells me to come over and I get in the clinch with him, I'm automatically, like, my mind's already thinking about fucking, what can I do, what can I do, what can I do, and all these other things. I'm trying to outmaneuver him. And that's the thing he says all the time, is like, as soon as you get in the clinch, you know, don't overthink. Just let your body go, and you'll find your openings. And sure enough, like, everybody in the class, I used to beat everybody except for like two other people, because I'm like 6'4". So that gives me an advantage already, because I'm mad tall and I got long ass fucking arms. And I used to always give people hard times because they used to try to get past my, you know, my arms.
Hey, we smoking or what?
Smoking what?
What?
He said, are you smoking or what?
No.
But yeah, anyways, man, I think a lot of, you know, like a lot of MMA fighters, if they go to those places, should learn more techniques in the clinch.
Now, Kane, when you're in the clinch and you're throwing knees, do you prefer to throw that outside knee to the outer rib cage, or did you like knees more to the interior of the body?
You know what? I like throwing it inside more, because when I do the outside, I'm trying to actually go higher. I'm trying to jump high enough to get the side of your fucking head, tell you the truth. I'm trying to hit the side of your, you know, I'm trying to hit your temple with that knee. The outer knee is good, but I have such nightmares about when I actually was doing that, because we actually, you know, condition like our stomachs and our ribs. And one time I did the auto knee one time and I got caught with a fucking elbow, and that shit fucking hurt. Hurt so bad. So even right now thinking about it, you know, I'm like, oh, this hurts.
Those
hurts
good memories.
So bad.
Those are the good memories.
Oh, yeah, the good ones. Real good. I was like, oh my God. Man, I tell you, like, the injuries I used to get were like the worst ones. Like say for instance, like my crew would have me kick, say Ricky, and Ricky used to always have his elbows like kind of down. And so I'm throwing the kicks. I'm not throwing them too hard, but I'm throwing them hard enough, you know, so he can feel them. And one time I threw the kick, and he just happened to have his elbow down, and I kicked his elbow. And that kid's elbow was fucking
foot?
Hard as... No, my shin. Shin on fucking elbow. And his elbows were fucking hard as shit, because that kid used to always condition his elbows by like smashing on shit. And that shit hurt. Bad. Really bad. All the pain.
Everybody's so quiet tonight. I don't know what the hell's going on around here.
I don't know either. I'm sitting here just talking away and shit.
Well, honestly, I'm trying to negotiate with a shitty manager right now, so. I'm not going to say who.
Shitty manager? What the fuck?
I'm not gonna say who, but I mean, it's just like, oh my God, like, he's not worth that much, man. Like, come on. I'm not going to say their names. I want to, but I'm not going to.
Well, if they're listening to us, they're not going to know who you're talking about. They're going to be like, well, fuck you, dickhead. You're trying to lowball me now.
That's fine. That's fine with me. I'm just letting him know if he's listening that his fight is not worth that much. I mean, he's just really not. Sorry, bud.
You know
your
what?
Fighter is a lot less than what you're saying, and
I'm gonna see if
I have to play for fight tickets, he's definitely not worth that much. I'm a dick. Sorry.
Yeah, you
and
are.
And whoever asked
you
if we're smoking earlier, yes.
Hey, I'm going to try to get my boy Matt Doherty up on here. I'm going to see if he's up, and I'm going to try to see if he can come on the show, and so he can talk about his recent fight that he had with a Japanese fighter where he broke his hand, which kind of sucks, man, but... Yeah, see if he can get up on here and talk about his recent fights and stuff. The guy's, you know what's so funny about him too? Me and him used to work at a place called Appleseeds. It's like a distribution center. Distribution center. And that's why I met him. And he wanted to be a rapper. And he was always, like, trying to rap and stuff like that. And I was just like, I was like, dude.
Yo, put him on here and let's drop a beat and let him freestyle.
I wonder if he's still around.
This is the road show. Why not? Why fucking not?
Hold on.
Listen. Let's call
he can't
this
fight
dude,
right now,
right?
So why not rap?
Listen. Let's call this dude. Let's pretend like we're a radio station for music and we want to hear him rap. The winner wins some free tickets to something. Let's do this shit. Make him rap.
You know what? I would do that. But seeing that his girlfriend just had a baby not too long ago, I'm not going to do that. That's why I hit him up on his page and I was like, yo, are you up? Because I don't want him being like, fuck it, Eddie, but I see you and punch you in the face. He's like, dude, it wasn't me, man. What are you doing?
Oh, dude, straight up. We could call up and be like, dude, rap for a case of Pampers.
Rap for a case of Pampers. And then that shit happens, and then you see a picture of him fucking on top of my back, choking me the fuck out with my eyes rolling behind my head.
Defend that takedown, bro.
But yo, I told him, I was like, dude, you should come to my gym and train, yo. Like, you have mad potential. And he was just like, oh, no, this and that, blah blah blah. So I end up seeing him at I seen him at a venue like a year ago, and his boy Billy Kidman, who had a fight. He went in there no skills whatsoever, no training whatsoever. He just went in there and fought, and it was like the fight of the night. You know, I was just like, and then my boy was like Matt was like, yeah, I'm gonna go fight next. I said, no, the fuck you aren't. I said, yo, come to this fucking gym now. No more of this bullshit. Dude, I got this kid in this fucking gym. And right then and there, that kid fell in love. He came every day, trained his ass off, fought. He's one of the most toughest fucking little bastards I've ever seen in my life. This kid would take fucking punches to the face, whatever, and keep coming. Like, he's just that much of a fucking animal. And... man, if you watch, if you guys get a chance, Matt Doherty, look him up on YouTube, Kid the Beast. He's definitely...
Well, I have to check him out for sure.
Yeah, he's definitely... And, he just recently had a fight. He fought this Japanese dude. He broke his hand in, I think it was the first round. And I seen how he broke his hand, and it wasn't pretty. He's actually gonna go I think this Tuesday I want to say to get surgery done on his hand. So I hope everything goes well for him so he can get back in the cage. and he's not answering back to me, so he must be fucking passed the fuck out.
So let's call and wake him up.
You're fucking crazy. Actually, you know what? Now that you said that we're going to fucking actually, I'm going to send you a number so we can call my boy Adrian up so we can get his punk ass.
Oh, yeah. Dude, can we prank call him?
Yeah, you can prank call him. I'm about to get his number right now, actually.
Chris, are you ready for this one?
You're leading this, right? I'm going to laugh. I got to mute myself. So
okay.
You see?
So right
hey,
here,
you
like,
okay. All right, what are we giving away?
Laugh,
I can't do it.
What are we going to give away?
We're not giving away shit. We're going to call up and be like, this is DCH. We understand that you've had an issue with a minor, a girl. She was 16 at a party just recently.
No.
No, you don't. No. You can't say that because then he'll know that it's one of us. He's like he'll know it's like one of us because we did that one time to him.
How about this? Hi, my name's Aaron Goldstein. I'm from Goldstein Horowitz. We're here to notify you, and we can't disclose her name, but a young lady you've recently been with has been diagnosed with AIDS.
Can't do that either. He's engaged, dude. He's going to look at you and be like, man, get the fuck off my phone. You can't do that. Look, listen.
And then
what? You got to say something like this. No. Hey, no. I got it. I don't even think I should say this because this is kind of like incriminating, like, you're gotta be fucked up. But yo, when you call him, he's like, hey, how you doing? Are you smoking? Oh man, this dude's out here smoking. Listen, you gotta hit him up and you gotta be like this. How you doing? Can I speak to Adrian Locke? As soon as he answers the phone, you gotta sit here and say, hey, just want to let you know, we got a warrant out for you. No, we can't use that one. No.
Hey, man,
I got it.
I know what I'm going to do. Just call him. I'm just going to call him and be like, yo, Adrian, what's up, dog? How you been? I'm just going to see if I can get him to figure out who I am.
Yeah.
Dude.
Does he fish anything? Does he do karate?
No. He does grappling. And he's a leg, you know, like he'll if he gets your leg, he's breaking your leg.
Let's call him up. Let's call him up and say that we're a sponsor and we've got his name. We'd like to talk to him about a sponsorship deal, and we want him to pose with Ben Askren in the mounted triangle.
Yeah, that sounds good. Hold on,
dude. We like look. So here's dude. Look, we're called the Billet Cup Factory, and we just signed Ben Askren on, and we got your name, and what we want is Ben Askren to mount you in a triangle and have his cup in your face. Would you be willing to do that?
Adrian.
Dude, that'd be fucked up. I don't know if I can even say it without laughing.
Me and a bunch of guys on this radio show, we're about to prank Adrian. Hey, Skip, check your inbox. Hey, I'm glad you guys live on the other side of the world, because if he was to ever see you guys, he would probably crush your heads.
Okay. Who's going to have
that? I have Hot Wheel eyebrows. I'm 5'10".
Hey, yeah, my name is Lapaki. I was named after some Samoan pork dish.
Yeah, come on, you guys got to stop laughing. Stop laughing and get your game face on. Come on.
Dude, I'm ready, man. The phone ring. Everybody's just going to be quiet.
Mute everybody once
it starts ringing.
Okay. I'm going to mute everybody right now. Hey, Jeff, are you...
All right.
Oh, okay. What, dude, Lapaki, you're going to take it and run with it, right?
Yeah, but I'm going to need that. You're going to be my co-host, so you need to stay on the line, but everybody else just needs to be quiet.
I'm muting everybody else right now, so everybody don't hang up. You're just being muted. So what are we doing? We're doing a sponsorship deal.
No, dude. Let's see if we can get him to rap on the air.
Is this the rapper? Hold on. Shane. Oh. Is this the rapper?
Yo. No, 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 no. We're not going to call him. We're going to call my friend Adrian. All right? A guy I used to train with for like fucking years. Call him up because I know he's still up right now. He's probably even high right now. So that'd be even better.
All right, okay. Cool. I got it. Now we're going to do.
Okay. Here we go. I'm going to mute you, Kane. Let's do this. Ready? And we're calling live on air.
Nothing.
Hey, hold on. Voicemail, man. Are you serious? What motherfucker doesn't have voicemail? I wanted to leave.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hello. Adrian. Is this Adrian? Yeah, is this Adrian?
Who's this?
What's going on, man? This is Loaf and Skippy.
What up?
How you doing, brother, man? Long time no hear, man. What have you been up to?
Chilling. Who's this?
This is Skip. And Loaf.
What?
Skip?
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now? I'm sorry, driving down the freeway. Man, are you home, dude? We were going to stop by and kick it for a while, see what you're up to, man. I haven't talked to you in a while.
You was going to come by my house?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Do you know who you're talking to?
Adrian.
And who is this?
Skip.
Skip.
I got that big skull tattoo on my forearm. Dude, you got to remember that. Dude, you told me you liked it. I hope you weren't lying to me when you gave me your number and said hit you up next time I was around.
Who is it?
What?
Who is it?
When did I give you my number?
Man, it must have been about 2.5, maybe 3 months ago.
2.5, 3 months ago? Where was this at?
Dude, it was at that gym.
What gym?
Man, dude, I'm horrible with names, dude. I ain't gonna lie, dude. I had to write your name down. Remember on the back of that card? You used some business card that was in your wallet, some old one. From somebody else, and it was a blank back. Remember?
No, I actually don't.
Oh, shit. Well, me and my boys were in town, man. We were going to come kick it with you, man. Bring over some beer, see what you're up to, man.
I really don't even know who I'm talking to. I really don't know. What gym did I meet you at?
That one over there on the west side of town.
Yeah. On the west side of... Oh, what? Wait a minute. What gym was that?
Man, I for real cannot think of the name of it. I've been drinking a few, dude, so my brain's not working so well right this second. Shit. What was the name of that gym?
Was it a martial arts gym? What, a workout gym? What? Because I really don't know. I don't know this. I don't even have this number. Like, I don't know what form. Like, that's why I'm trying to figure this out.
Man, I had too many of those shots at tequila.
Who
shit.
Do you know down there?
I met you that one time and a few of the other guys. It was my first time being over in that gym, that area, you know. I mean, you seem pretty cool. The Gold's Gym, dude, I'm a retard. Too much drinking.
Gold's Gym?
Yeah.
I've never been to Gold's Gym. I don't even know how you got my number. I don't even know how you got my name. I've never been to Gold's Gym, though.
Maybe I have the wrong guy, then. That'd just be weird if I misdialed the wrong number and you had the same name. Wouldn't that be crazy as shit?
Yeah, it's had it happen, but I mean, I've never been at Gold's Gym.
Well, I apologize. I must have wrote down the number wrong.
So where do you think I live at?
Don't you live over there on the west side of Philly?
Philly?
Yeah, Philly, you know. Philadelphia.
Philly, I'm in Massachusetts.
Oh, shit, dude, this got to be a wrong number then, bro.
Man. Wow, yo, that's crazy. It's agents everywhere. I guess that's crazy. That's fucking crazy. But all right, dude, I'll let you go, man.
Okay, you have a good night. I'm sorry about that.
You too, bro. No problem.
He's so... Hold on, let me unmute everybody.
You could have waited.
Dude, I'm sitting over here asking Kane, give me the name of the gym. What does he give me? Gold's Gym.
You know why he said that? Because he's been recently going back to fucking working out, lifting and shit. So I thought he was going to Gold's Gym.
Straight up, you know tomorrow he's telling all his buddies, dude, this guy fucking called a number in Philadelphia looking for Adrian and... And you heard his girlfriend.
Hey,
to see if it's okay.
Can you call him back to see if it's cool?
We go there.
call him back, right? Call him back, and let me talk.
Oh no, dude, that ruins it, dude. Just let him go, dude.
Yo,
dude, that's gonna
you
be
know
a
what?
Story.
You know what's funny? He's probably going to hit me up. Actually, you know what? Let me go on my page and just like, oh, damn, I'm bored. And see if he hits me up and be like, yo, man, somebody's trying to call me right now.
How you doing? Like, you got to lose
shit. Dude, straight up, I'm telling you right now, dude, that's a for someone doing it off
dude,
the fly like that.
You know what you should have done? Hey, call back right now and let Lopaki talk. And let Lopaki talk mad shit to him and watch how amp he gets.
No.
Am
I
going
to talk
right?
to him, man?
No.
I'm trying to talk the last
dude,
time I couldn't
dude.
Stop laughing, dude. It's too perfect right now. It's perfect.
No, dude, this is perfect.
Oh, man.
He's getting...
You know what, Skip? If we would have actually, you know, if me and you would have actually sat here and talked about this, all you had to say is like, yeah, I can't wait to see your girl, Jen. That's all you had to say is talk about his girl and the whole world would have fucking turned red. This motherfucker would have lost his fucking mind. He would have been like, what you fucking tell me? Mind you, I'm going to show you a picture of him, too, so you guys can actually see him, so you can actually be like, oh, wow.
Yeah, let me see what kind of person you're trying to get me beat up by here, man. What the fuck?
Oh, man. You're about to see a wild beast. You're going to be like, this motherfucker, you're like, Kane's going to try to get me killed by this dude.
Dude, I think that went pretty fucking perfect.
It was pretty good,
dude, I couldn't stop laughing, dude. Once I started the call, I had to mute myself because I was fucking laughing.
Dude, and I'm sitting there flying solo, man, and I'm like, nobody's helping me out. Like, and then Kane goes, Gold's Gym totally fucked me up. I was like, I've been drinking, man. And that's you gotta say that. I recovered it pretty well, man, because I'm like, oh, it must be
yeah,
a wrong number.
Did.
I was like, where are you? He goes, where are you at? I'm like, west side of Philly. And he's just like, oh, dude, it's just the wrong number, bro. It's all good.
Philly.
You would have asked me earlier the area,
I would have been like Lynn, Mass. And that right there would have caught him. And if you would have said his name, Adrian Locke, you know, Adrian Locke, that right there would have, he would have been like, yo, wait a minute. He would have been like, yo, who's this? If you would have really caught him that way, then it would have been perfect, because then he would have really, like, had to buy into it. I remember the last time when we called his, like, one of my friends called his work, and they changed up their voice, and it was like, oh, it's just, he, like, pretending to be some gay guy or whatever, and they were talking about fucking him in the ass and shit like that. He fucking went off. He was like, what the fuck?
I think we should maybe make
this
a segment of the road show every week. This should maybe become a segment, the prank call.
Yo, I tell you right now, I get mad people you can prank call. Mad people. Yeah. Oh, I had to get Cattles there. I'm going to prank call Cattles, his punk ass. I'm trying to find a good picture of him. So you guys can be like, what the fuck? That motherfucker, he's big.
Dude,
hey,
I have no idea what's going on.
Are you muted yourself or what? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're okay. I'm muting you. You sound like shit. Okay.
You say you sound like shit.
He's driving like 85, man. You know, he's probably got a couple of bodies tied up in his trunk. He's crossing the Canadian border.
Dude, that was hilarious. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That shit was funny, though. I'm sitting over here laughing and shit. Like, I was like, I hope he still gets me muted so I can laugh. Had to pull the phone away from me and laugh and shit, because that shit was kind of funny.
Dude, I was fucking rolling on the ground, dude.
This should be added to the weekly show.
Should we call some strip clubs now?
Actually, you know what? I should look through my phone and see if we can find a chick to fucking prank call.
Dude, fuck
that. Hey, you know what? I kind of wish I had, like, Sheena's number or something so I can prank call her crazy ass.
Actually, I'm playing with my wife, Kitty, driving down the freeway.
Oh, hold on a second. I know I did not just hear that message. I'm going to play that shit live on the air right now. This is from a close personal friend of mine. He's got mad love and respect. Here you go.
Move on from fucking junior high radio.
Where'd he go? There we go.
Actually, I'm playing with my wife, Titties, driving down the freeway.
Move on from fucking junior high radio.
Hey, you guys check your inboxes.
I'm going to make that my fucking ringtone.
Move on from fucking junior high radio.
Dude, I'm going to upload that to the sound bite.
Do it.
Dude, that's how we should have ended up.
Actually, I'm playing with my wife, Tootie, driving down the freeway. Actually, I'm playing with my wife, Tootie, driving down the freeway. Actually, I'm playing with my wife, Tootie, driving down the freeway.
Fucking junior high radio.
Oh, shit. Hey. Yo, my point, Matt, drop.
That was fucking classic.
What's up,
man?
my friend Matt Doherty. He is up. He just fucking hit my post up. So I just asked him if he's up or not.
Stiffy.
Yeah.
I got it, bro. We call that girl that worked at the 7-Eleven I put on the phone way back in the day because I have her number, and find out what fucking dumb shit's going on.
Well, technically, just the right one, because it's closest to me. It tastes the best.
Hey, I'm not calling your girlfriend because she works at 7-Eleven, dude. I don't care how many
pointless
guys
you
get.
Remember the girl that I put on the phone that worked there was talking to you guys about all the dumb strippers that come in there? They all come in at this time, dude.
Yeah, but that's fun.
It makes sense to get her to put strippers on the phone. Make it fun.
The hooker.
Dude,
no,
I'm not calling your girlfriend.
7-Eleven.
I'm not calling your girlfriend.
She's not my girlfriend.
Dude, I'm not calling your girlfriend.
Dude, Kane just had
his prank call Trick Daddy just now.
We've already called the girlfriend.
He said Trick Daddy. Yo, you guys did the pick out inbox, you guys?
Why aren't the TIE fights starting yet? Stupid Japanese.
Prank call Nemo.
No. He is close enough to tap us out.
Yeah, he would physically grab you guys' heads and crush it because he's that much.
No, actually, I had Nemo going earlier, man. Like, I told him that the message wasn't sent from me, that I was his biggest fan, and, like, I hacked your management's page, and I had him going for a while thinking I was some crazy estranged fan named Robert. All along, I was fucking with him the whole time for, like, 15 minutes. It's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah.
You know who you should fuck with?
All of them fucking junior high radio.
Oh, this chick leave me alone.
Actually, I'm playing with my wife's titties driving down the freeway.
Oh, I'm making it my fucking ringtone. Every time Jeff calls me, that's what's going to play. I swear to God. I'm just going to let
the
phone ring.
Actually, I'm playing with my wife's titties driving down the freeway.
Oh, that's so great. I love this shit.
Well, technically, it's just the right one. Because it's closer to me. I hate the best.
That's when you hit the right one.
Oh, shit. Tomorrow night, Ultimate Reno Combat 46, biatches.
Tomorrow night, Keys 430, mother effer. Justin Harrington versus Drew Brokenshire. Alfonso Gonzalez versus Jared Torgerson. Let's really talk about some fights, son.
Are you going to videotape?
I can't talk about that.
Dude, what you should do is get a baseball hat, put a little camera in one of your little GoPros and cut a hole in it.
No punches, no elbows, does nothing but sit on this guy for 10 minutes.
What
are we talking about? I don't know. I didn't catch any of that shit. Stop. Yeah, really? Are we out of fun shit to talk about?
Yes.
Nah, I'm trying to get this movie on the radio so you guys can try to see if you can get him to wrap.
Video game all the time. That's a big deal. It just don't look like a newsman.
You're praying Jared Carr.
Hold on a second, because we got a new one, folks.
Move on from fucking junior high.
Oh.
Well, technically, just the right one. People videotape him all the time. It's not that big a deal. It just don't look like a newsman.
I don't get the newsman shit, but okay.
Yeah, whatever, motherfucker. Whatever, motherfucker. I'm out here.
Oh, he's sending more. Chris, you ever get caught up with the real world and get one of those audio additions?
Videotape the fight, dumbass.
No.
You heard him.
Videotape the fight, dumbass.
You heard him. He said videotape the fight.
So aggressive. So aggressive.
There's a lot of dead silence tonight.
There it is.
Damn it.
I think there's just a lack of shit to talk about right now.
Well, dude, like, all the good shit pretty much happened tonight, dude. I mean, other than, you know, some of us talking, like, obviously the Destiny card has some locals on it over there in Hawaii. We got Kate Sport, Ultimate Reno, Spar Star going down in California, Gladiators of the Cage out there in Pennsylvania, Samurai Combat 5 down in Brazil, Dragon House 16 over in Cali, Cage Warrior 68, I know we talked about that. We got Brace tomorrow, Eternal MMA, and just went live just recently. La Familia Fight Night, Stab Him in the Hole, Prison Fight 5.
Oh, wow.
Stab Him in the Hole?
Wow.
Dude, yeah, the only thing that matters tomorrow is Jungle Fight 69.
Hell yes. I wonder Jungle if they're going to do any more 69. Of them.
How many episodes of Locked Up have you guys been watching lately while you're fucking eating fucking food and bullshit?
What's Locked Up? Because I lived it, brother. I don't have to watch. I don't need fancy pants television to tell me how it really is, motherfucker.
And he looked at you at the local 7-Eleven when you were there.
Oh, dude, trust me, dude. I was fucking king.
This isn't Broken Nose Radio. Let's all calm down.
That's right. We better watch. Curve the show back a little bit.
I'm not allowed to hang out with other felons.
God damn, why does she keep picking my fucking lighter?
With that said, I'm signing out. My old lady does that all the time. She'll take the lighter and then leave it all the way fucking in a room where I just don't want to walk.
Hey, Chris.
Now brush that smut off your face.
No! I'm not being a pretty girl.
Well, you're not a pretty girl. And you know it.
Goodbye, buddy.
Wow.
With that said,
I'm going to say eagle.
He's gone.
Jeff.
Jeff's muted.
I'll unmute him.
I'm sorry, I'm busy.
Hey, complain with titties for a minute and pay attention, Jeff.
Okay, I'm paying attention.
Wyatt Gonzalez.
Very tough. Only last one time by a liver kick. He beat R.J. Hoyt. He, like, he fought, I think, he beat him in, like, less than a minute. And he lost to John Kay, who's from Bellingham up there, who's really good. And he lost him when he got kicked in the liver. First loss ever.
Wow.
Good wrestler from Yakima. He's legit. For an Emmy with only 4 fights, he's really good.
Huh.
Is that for Sam?
Huh?
Is that for Sam?
No, he's fighting Byron Fernandez.
Yeah, that's not a good fight. That's a very hard fight for him. Really hard fight. But
what do you guys think about?
You know what?
I'm sorry. I was about to say.
Hold on. I'm curious. Jeff, go ahead. You start or Lepaki? Why don't you two start? What the fuck is that?
The fuck is what?
That noise. That was Lepaki and his fucking bag of chips. Who do you guys?
No, it wasn't.
Oh. Jason, go ahead and ask.
I'm not by a fan, dude.
What the fuck is going on?
Sounds like aliens.
Maybe Jeff is tied up again. He's trying to drive and talking to the air and fondling his wife.
Talking to the pillow.
Wow. How many more times are you going to recall this fucking kick? 5 times?
What the fuck is that sound, dude?
I don't know. It sounds like somebody's rubbing their microphone fucking against their goddamn chest.
What the fuck is going on? What is that sound?
You know what it is, bro? The NSA's listening since they invented that special commission to go investigate Benghazi finally. Now the NSA's spying on all of us, even that much more.
No.
They're coming to get us.
Oh, no.
Okay. Hey, that's better. I muted Jeff. Hey, just announced, Tough Enough 20th anniversary will be a supercharged show. It's going to be a sick card.
You guys already break down tomorrow night, Broken Star moving up to lightweight? Because I'm intrigued to see what you guys think about that.
I think Drew's got a very big task on his hands tomorrow.
I don't understand why he moved up. It doesn't make no fucking sense when he's fucking doing what he needs to do at 45, you know?
Because I need a fight to launch him out of the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, well, that's called getting with a management team. That's what that is.
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
If he was with a legitimate management team, he'd already be out.
Maybe he's fought some all right guys. I wouldn't say he's fought guys yet.
All I got to say is this, and I'm going to say this now. If Daniel gets past Julian on the 21st and Brokershaw hasn't left, we're looking for to put that fight together.
You're fighting a Rosa?
We're fighting a Rosa May 21st.
In Coeur d'Alene?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
We get past Arosa, which I believe we will. We're going after Broken Char if he's still available.
That'll be a good fight.
Muy
you know,
importante.
It's something that we want, wow. And that's the end of Skippy playing with the commercials.
That's some breaking news.
Well, I can tell you if Drew's around, he won't turn it down.
I hope not.
I just don't know that people can handle that much gingerness in the cage at one time. I think that there's a maximum of one ginger in the cage at a time, you know? I don't know if you can have two gingers fight each other.
Well, I guess because we haven't said nothing yet, I might as well break something else, too. If you want to play that gay, retarded music again, Skippy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Muy importante.
Muy importante.
Muy importante. Muy importante.
Lee's fighting at M1 Challenge 49.
They don't have him at the Battle of Nomads? But he's going to be at the Battle of the Mountains then?
That's what I believe, correct, yes. They moved it up from June 14th to June 7th.
Dude, that's sick. He's going to get to fight Battle of the Mountains for M1. Fuck yeah. America! Fuck yeah!
Fuck yeah!
The only thing I'll be honest that I'm not happy about the situation, but it's a fast track to get us back into in contention to fight Marat. We had ended up agreeing to a rematch with Mikhail Baluton.
Ah, so the plot thickens.
So, but whatever this fast track is back.
I think he beat him last time. I have no doubts that he can do it again. I really don't.
I have no doubts either. But this time it's going to be different, you know. That's one of the things that I like about Lee. Like, after, you know, his last fight with Marat, he broke down what he did wrong in less than 5 minutes in that fight and what he knew he shouldn't have done. He's a true student of the game. He you know, he watches and he knows when he recognizes his mistakes, and I think it lit a fire up his ass. And, yeah, Marat needs to watch out, because if I have my way, we will be facing him again before he takes his break to go to wrestling at the end of the year.
What do you guys think about, what do you guys think about Glory tomorrow or today?
I'm looking forward to it. Glory's never a dull moment.
I think it's going to be Edwards versus Bigfoot, Anderson Silva, and it's Anderson Silva versus Caratana and Edwards versus Fuck, we just
arrows are momentum.
Yes. I think Pat Barry will not be in the reserve fight. I think he's going to get knocked out, like I said earlier. And I think that we're going to see...
You think Pat Barry's going to get knocked out?
Yes, I do, 100%.
Why is that?
This guy's a fucking killer, man.
And Pat Barry isn't?
No, Pat Barry is, but Pat Barry hasn't faced a guy who hits this hard in a long time, man. And we were talking earlier about people at that stage in their career. And
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
You missed us. You should have hung out. Yeah, dude. I mean, we were talking about the card earlier. I really think it's going to be a great fight, but I just think he's going to get knocked out. And I think that Sergey is going to lose. I think Ben Edwards is going to win, and we're going to see Silva and Edwards. And I think ultimately that it's going to be Silva decision all the way through.
I'm going with Edwards. I see Edwards cleaning up everybody.
Okay. We talked about this earlier. Do you think if he is to have a bad performance, a really bad performance, that he hangs it up after all this time? And because it's been 5 years almost since he won the last time he won a tournament.
Hell's no. I think Edwards will stick to it. Like I've seen some of the pictures that he posted up that he's fighting in mixed martial arts now. I didn't know that until I seen the pictures he posted up.
But
so
you know,
I don't know. If that's the case, he would probably jump to
The guys from his generation, the guys that us predominantly on the show tonight, most of us kind of grew up watching and learning about and knowing, that generation starting to retire just randomly lately. Then the last 2 years, we've seen a lot of that generation of fighters step down.
Shit happens.
Yeah, that's why I'm just... Well, fuck a duck, man.
I don't think he was... Nah, I really don't think he'll retire. I don't think he would do that. He still has some fight in him. You hear about that other tournament that's going to be going on with Badahari versus Peter Graham? This will be the third time they're fighting each other. And it was you, Skip, that was talking about Black Cobra versus Peter Arts.
Fuck yes. Fuck yes. I love that. I love it.
Yeah, me too. Too bad we can't get the Black Cobra on the fucking on this show. Or could we?
It would probably be easier to get him on one of our regular shows, I would bet. But I would love to have him come on this show, dude. That guy's a fucking legend. Lapaki loves him as much as anybody. I would say he's
yeah,
a big.
I love him. Yeah, man, he's one of my heroes. I've always respect. I talked to him a lot on Facebook. You know, guy's a beast. I wish him well in this fight because he's going to be fighting somebody that is, we all know that, you know, that's a super legend in Peter Arts. He's also one of my favorite K-1 fighters of all times. And it's going to be a hard fight, but I root for both.
What do you think about the comeback from retirement?
That's a bad idea. You know, like, Peter Arts coming back, like, you know, like, a lot of guys, they don't want to leave it, but after his last performance against, Rico Van Hooven, time to get that shit at rest. You know, maybe fight here and there, but
give it a rest. Overall, this, you know, the one thing a lot of these fighters, like, they do wrong is that they can't get out when they need to get out. And they keep fighting and they keep, I wouldn't say fuck up their legacy, but it's just, you shouldn't go and keep fighting when you call the quits. You know, like, and Nessa Hoots had, like, the Hoots Cup, and he fought that one time. That's cool. If you fight once every, like, you know, couple years, like, because you wanted to, just for the hell of it, that's all right. After that, no more. It's a bad idea. I've always said that was a bad idea, you know, and, you know, those guys are at their, you know, at their end. Roman Banner, all those guys. Like, shit, Jerome Banner is, like, the only one that's still actually fighting, like, and K1, really. Him, Peter Arts, Jerome Banner. I think Stefan Leiko's still fighting. But, you know, there's only a few of the actual legends from K1 still fighting. Those guys need to, like, have a couple more fights and just call it quits. Because there's no more really to, you know, for them to do, like to accomplish. I just think that, you know, you never won the K-1 Grand Prix. You never won the K-1 Grand Prix. You fucking beat everybody who fucking won the K-1 Grand Prix pretty much, you know.
Holy
one
shit.
One of those things, like, whatever.
Dude, I was just reading that press release on Tough for their 20th anniversary, Tough Enough, the Amateur League in Vegas. Tickets are completely free. I just went online and tried to, you know, get
what?
The tickets. Tickets are completely free.
Why are they completely free?
It's their 20-year anniversary. 20 years they've been putting on. That's longer than the UFC. Under today's ownership, obviously.
Yeah.
Under today's ownership.
No. It's almost twice as long as the UFC.
Yeah. Dude, they plan on having 17,000 plus people at this event.
Wow. Where's it at? Cox Pavilion?
It's at the Thomas and Mack Center at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus. Oh, they're going huge, dude. Yeah. Yep. I'm not going to lie, dude, folks. I just printed out a ticket. I'm going to frame it. Be like, I went, bitches. Be like, I was at Woodstock, motherfuckers. I got proof.
Yeah.
Shazam.
Yeah, you got proof.
Later, Jason.
We got
you're
your
out.
Proof.
Yeah, you know what? We've only got a couple minutes left. I think we should jam out with a great song and call it a night. So, Eagle Bitches.
Sounds good. Osprey.
That's...
Across that line, find the sun and go on your